Securities and advisory services through Independent Financial Group, LLC, a registered broker-dealer and investment advisor member, FINRA SIPC.
Good morning, America! Welcome to the Retirement Life and Investing Show here on 94.9 FM. My name, your host, is Dennis O'Brien, president of O'Brien Retirement Investment Group, located in Mystic, exit 90, down from Stake Loft in the Taylor Realty Building. We help people get their finances organized before, after, and during retirement. After retirement. What's after retirement? Hey, maybe go back to work. Who knows? Anyway, many people have assets spread out all over the place with 401ks that are orphaned, old IRAs sitting there unmanaged, and money in the bank earning very little. This is unacceptable. It is time, people, to take charge of your finances, and we can help. When you call 860-415-9614 at O'Brien Retirement, we make an appointment, but bring your statement so I can review where you currently are invested and your bank statements to see if they're paying you anything. Please bring in the sum total of your monthly expenses. Please go to Social Security and get your 62 full retirement age, 66, 67, and your 70-year-old payouts and any pensions you have. This is really easy to do, and because you've scheduled an appointment with me, now you have to do it. So stop putting it off, you procrastinators. We are going to get you moving. Now, some of you have rental income from real estate. Some of you have inheritance that you expect to get or already have gotten but do not know what to do with it because the investment jargon is all new to you and you're afraid to make a mistake. Well, I can help you get organized and get you through all the investment jargon and keep it simple, to the point, and easy to understand. This is not rocket science. But there are many detours that the product pushers like annuity salespeople would like you to take that benefits them more than you. There are also these cookie-cutter investment programs that buy the same thing for everybody. There are bank people that push front-end loaded mutual funds and annuities. Credit union investment people that even push annuities even in IRA rollovers. This is nonsense, expensive, and dumb. Please avoid doing this and come see us. If I cannot help you, I will say so. But there's never any sales pressure and only a willingness to help if you deem it necessary. I deal with people the way I want to be dealt with. Education, sit-down meetings, reviewing your children and your dreams for them all come into play. I have three sons, and their futures were paramount to my wife and I when they were at home. And they still are. That never stops. I know what it's like to worry and fret about your children and now grandchildren. Futures. We know what it's like to worry about parents as they have aged. We have gone to the emergency room at 3 a.m. when parents became stricken. We know many of you are in the middle of the three generations running around trying to please everybody and being exhausted at the end of the day. We know what it's like to educate our children and the cost of college. We know what it's like to console them when they fail at something and then pick them up. Tell them to buck up. That's my wife's favorite expression because she's from Texas. She says, buck up, boys, and get going. Like you, we try to raise good, resilient kids who can take a punch and then come back ready to go. Sometimes literally take a punch. They've seen me fail and pick myself up, dust it off, and get going again. No, life is not perfect, and we certainly know that people aren't either. What we discovered along the way, a beautiful truth. No matter how bad things get at the time, life and God above have a way of showing us a brand new path that in a zillion years we would have never experienced before, but now you come to appreciate it because of the difficult times you have seen. And I've seen this time and time again. The worst of times sometimes are followed by just a wonderful new path. So never, ever give up. If you don't believe me, look at Dave Ramsey. Many of you are followers, as I am, of his methods and preaching about getting out of debt. And many of you followed his program and have done an absolutely wonderful job. But look at Dave Ramsey. He went through bankruptcy early in his life when he was young and over-leveraged in real estate. He took it upon himself to swear he would never get in debt again and to help others who have gotten themselves into debt. And he's helped over 5 million people get out of debt. I think it's approaching 6. And becoming wealthy himself along the way while donating millions to help others. If Dave Ramsey hadn't made those real estate mistakes, maybe all those millions of people would be still suffering in debt today. Maybe someone else would have come along. We'll never know. But out of something absolutely terrible, devastating to him and his psyche when he was young, it became an absolutely beautiful path, and he's helped millions and millions of people. An untold amount of marriages have been saved due to his teachings and methodology. That resiliency is what we admire and wish to imbue to our children and to all of you also with families. There will be hard times. Some of you wealthier entrepreneurs and your spouses have shared with me your struggles as you started your business, almost going under several times before figuring it out and getting that big break or client. Some of you have shared stories about divorces that decimated your finances. But you, for the children's and your ex-spouse, for the children's sake, mended fences with your ex-spouse and even share holidays with them as you've worked hard to rebuild your financial life. Some of you have shared stories about how you were clueless about money, but your spouses took over and did a great job, and how grateful you are that, number one, you met them, you married them, and you raised a family together because they had the discipline, foresight, intelligence to take over and grow your marital net worth. I've heard all these stories. It's absolutely one thing I absolutely love about doing this job, doing this career, doing this calling, is finding out what works, passing it on to all of you, and if it helps even one person out there, it's a wonderful thing. One nice lady called in last week and told a story about her dad, who told her at a young age that if she made $50, to save $25, and now she's a millionaire in her 50s. One conversation with her dad at that age where he hit her just right, she remembered it and made it one of the rules where she automatically saved every dollar she made. Some of you have lost jobs along the way, and that taught you to save, save, save. And you've become millionaires along the way. Had a young couple come in, middle age. They had that happen. It shocked them to death. They were just like keeping up with the Joneses and didn't think twice about money. When one of them lost their job in their late 20s, early 30s, it shocked them to the core. Whatever it is, they turned it around and they started automatically saving, came Dave Ramsey disciples, paid off all their debts, and now are multimillionaires. You can do it. And sometimes it takes a shock to the system. That's just the way it is. But in any case, if you'd like to come in, make sure you bring in your statements. Call me at 860-415-9614. I pick up even on the weekends to make appointments. And more than happy to set up an appointment for you. Bring your statements in, your Social Security statements in, your monthly expenses, and we'll get you organized and get you going. It's very easy to do, and it's a free service to you. You will do all the planning you want, all the meetings you want, and we don't charge you a dime because we feel very, very strongly we want to help anybody who has the bravery to call us. Anyway, we'll be back in a few on the Retirement, Life, and Investing Show. Thanks. Dennis O'Brien with the Retirement Life and Investing Show. Chris and I were just talking about the Allman Brothers. You shall notice I play their music on all my ads and the radio show and whatnot. I grew up with them and everything else. And my sons all know what a hardcore fan I am of the brothers. And when Greg Allman died, all three of them called me, like, "I'm so sorry, Dad, to hear about him." And I was sad about it, but it wasn't unexpected. I mean, the guy made a lot of decisions I wouldn't agree with. He didn't watch his money. He was hooked on whatever. And if you ever see the Hall of Fame show, oh my God, it's a disaster. He looked terrible. I think that's what got him to clean up finally. And he got hepatitis. His liver went. He got a transplant. We went to see him, my youngest and I, when he came up to the MGM, because I knew liver transplants, maybe 7 or 8 years if the infections don't start in. And of course, it took him about 5, 6 years after the transplant. But I ran into J-Mo, who was the African-American drummer in the band, at, what's the name of that restaurant on Mason's Island, the breakfast place? I can't remember. Kitchen Little. He was coming out of the bathroom. For an hour and a half, J-Mo and I talked. I was like, well, you know, like a little kid, J-Mo, you know. He was one of the drummers with Butch Trucks. And J-Mo, you know, talked about Greg a lot and what happened in the band. He's telling me stories about the late 60s, being an African-American drummer in the South with a band. He said Duane Allman was totally colorblind, couldn't have cared less. If you could play, you were in the band. And he just has some amazing stories. And I said, you know, Greg's book had just come out. And I said, J-Mo, you got to write the book, because your perspective is totally unique, not only American music and history, story of the change in America, and stuff like that. He goes, oh, no. He goes, I have children, grandchildren. I cannot write that book. I just laughed. I said, okay, whatever. Hope you change your mind. But anyway, I don't know. I've digressed. Let me talk about, we're talking about hard times. People have gone along the way. Some of you lost jobs and changed what you do and whatnot. Many of you know I'm a follower of the Automatic Investment School. Automating your savings is by far and away the best way to build wealth. By compounding over time gives you the best chance of ensuring long-term wealth. There are no shortcuts. This is not sexy. This has no sizzle. This is the common sense, smart investing over time. So, let's talk about what's going on out there right now. The big news right now, according to the media, is the tariff war going on with Trump. China, now Mexico, the markets took a hit, everything else. But in my view, the big story is going on behind the scenes, which is with interest rates. Interest rates are simply the cost of money. If you're a borrower, lower interest rates really, really, really help you. If you're a saver, they hurt you. That's just the way it is. But right now, rates are collapsing. And because of the slowdown that the tariff war is creating, interest rates are falling. This is huge because mortgages could go back into the threes and possibly the twos. I don't know for sure, but I am surmising that we may see mortgage rates even below 3%. Tens of millions of millennials are looking to start families and buy homes. So what does this mean? These people, many millions, if the rates fall, many of them qualify to buy homes, to get mortgages. So what I think this could happen is with these new homes, they'll need appliances, rugs, furniture, lawnmowers. You know, once you buy a house, watch out. Here come the expenses, unless you're very, very, very careful. I think we could see a super cycle in demand for these household items. So let's watch and see, because this could be the Kickstarter for them. Now, remember, this generation got caught up in the college debt, too. So we'll talk about college in a little bit, but that's something that's been holding them off. They've been starting later with families, starting later with buying homes. You see stories where their net worth is lower than any other net worth story. All this negative crap. So we'll see. One client thinks, and I have a very smart client, so I always listen to them, that the infrastructure is crumbling in this country. And he thinks heavy machinery companies are going to do very, very, very well in the next coming years as they have to put a lot of money, literally trillions, back into infrastructure. So that could mean heavy machinery companies could do extremely well with this domestic demand. One client told me that the new 5G networks that are coming, super, super high-speed internet, are going to enable a surgeon in New York City to operate on a patient in Tokyo through a surgical machine that already exists out there. The Da Vinci machine already exists. He thinks these 5G networks are going to change everything, and he's very, very interested in following that and any ideas I have in that area. you know, I hear a lot of things, and I look and examine, research and read, and I file it all away in the brain for later use. Gold is being hyped up right now as a safe haven. Told everybody a 5% position, nothing wrong with that. Just buy the ETF if you think that's appropriate for you. But don't go hog wild because it doesn't pay dividends. It's dead money unless it appreciates. So if it sits there for 5 years and doesn't appreciate, and we could have been in income items earning 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9%, well, there's an opportunity lost if we're in gold and it hasn't moved. So that's why I'm always like, yeah, take a small position and let's see. The wild child, cryptocurrencies are now waking up after a long decline of over 90% in some cases. Be very, very careful here. They are absolutely wild. I have never seen charts like this, but they are waking up. I'm also getting more positive on Connecticut real estate because we are so much cheaper than the rest of the country for the wrong reasons. The rest of the country since April of 2012 went up 30% in the last 7 years almost. We flatlined because we got the tax increase in 11, the tax increase in 15, and in 19, I'm sure there's another, they're going to, you know, tax increases little here, little there, all over the place. So it's kept our houses relatively cheap in Connecticut. Our state continues to be very hostile to small business, which continues to impede our growth. But things are even worse in New York, Long Island, New Jersey. So we're actually seeing some migration to those from those areas to southeastern Connecticut and Rhode Island. And I think not only will it continue, but possibly intensify, helping our home values, especially in the shoreline towns and vicinities. So they're even worse than us. Their taxes are double, triple ours. Their house prices are double ours. And with the new tax bill, they can't write it off. So they don't want to be too far from the grandchildren. So they may move to this area. I think we're seeing some of that. So just be aware that I'm much more constructive on our local Connecticut real estate market. The stock market continues to be under pressure. My buy-sell ratio is now down to 0.18, which means for every 18 up charts is 100 down charts. We are getting close to the bottom. Christmas Eve was the last bottom. We got down to 0.04. So we're getting closer and closer. Be aware of this. 2020, I think, is going to be a very explosive year. Be ready to make a lot of money or lose money based on how nimble and smart you are. Or just buy some of my income portfolio and sit it out, whatever you think is the right thing for you. But what I want to remind you of, and to ignore the media in many cases, we are seeing an explosion in entrepreneurial business startups in the U.S., with my database showing a huge increase in publicly traded companies, which are growing and hiring. You don't hear about this, but don't be lulled into pessimism. It's happening, and we are the envy of the world. The Chinese will learn, like many others, that I think they've underestimated President Trump. And the Dems be warned, their current strategy will lead to an historic defeat in the polls if they keep this up. I think Pelosi senses this, and that is why she's smarter than some of the others in her party, which are urging impeachment. We will see why I think 2020 is going to be crazy. It's going to be absolutely crazy. A couple of other ideas. CVS had a great quarter and looks to be turning around the ship. They're opening health hubs in Texas in their stores. We can go in and see a doctor right there and get the medicines you need and then pick up some toilet paper if you need that. And I think they're going to spread that out. I think they're going to surprise people with how well they've integrated Aetna. Keep an eye on it, and if it fits your investment objectives, take a look. But I am watching it very, very closely. The REIT index of all the real estate out there is getting cheap. It's gone down, actually. So you get very good yields, and it might fit into what you're doing. And we'll talk about a couple more things in the next break. If you'd like to reach out to me during the week, give me a ring at 860-415-9614. I'll be more than happy to help you sit down and get organized and review everything you have and see if we can help. Once again, if we can help you, we will try. If we can't, we will tell you. But we'll always suggest what you can do and who you need to talk to. Whether it's being legal, accounting, whatever, we have a great bunch of professionals we work with that do a great job. So come back to the Retirement Life and Investing Show on 94.9 News Now. And this is Dennis O'Brien, and we look forward to talking to you again in a few minutes. Thanks. Welcome back to Retirement Life and Investing Show with Dennis O'Brien, president of O'Brien Retirement, exit 90, down from Stake Loft in the Taylor Realty Building. Hope everybody's doing well. Our phone number here is 860-464-9490. And we wanted to talk about college, which I consider, after credit cards, to be the biggest scam being run on young people and their families in this country. Why do I call it a scam? I just hear the stories day in, day out of people that are on the hook for $50,000, $100,000, $150,000, $200,000. And if they went to grad school, medical school, law schools, one doctor, $400,000. Friend's family was telling me about their son-in-law. So it's something else out there. Okay, why do I call it a scam? All right, people get mad at me. Yeah, college. I get it. You want to get a bachelor's? I get it. 25 to 30% of the kids in this country get bachelor degrees. Okay? It's been that way forever. Okay? So that means 70 to 75% don't. Okay? So it's not a necessity, but it's part of the equation for many, many families and their kids. But let me look at it this way, all right? Say you're 18 years old and you want to borrow $100,000 to $200,000 for something else. The bank would laugh in your face. You know why? Because you have no credit history, you have no income to speak of, and you're considered a poor credit risk and you would be denied. No argument there, right? You would not be given a loan by the local bank for $100,000 to $200,000 if you walked in there for another purpose. Say you want to start a company and you were talented. They still wouldn't give you the money. Ha ha ha, right? So the federal government comes along guaranteeing student loan debt. And like magic, unforeseen consequences come along. The biggest is the devil was the government, in return for the guarantee, said you were not allowed to get rid of this debt in bankruptcy. And they didn't even take part of your Social Security check if the debt is still outstanding. What, if necessary? Are you kidding me? So the government, it's like a deal with the devil. They guaranteed your loan. So the bank said, all day, we'll lend you the money. Here, take more. You want to go to Italy on a semester off? Here, take it. You're buying a car with it? Here, take it. You want to party at spring break in Florida? Take it. Go. Because we knew Uncle Sam was guaranteeing all this debt. No problem whatsoever. And guess what? The deal is that you graduate with $150,000 in debt, you can't discharge it in bankruptcy. That was the deal with the devil. So millions of dummies maxed out the debt, got a worthless degree, and cannot get out from under it. And some of their parents and grandparents actually co-signed for it. And the scam grows. This is federal government corruption at its finest. Of course, with all this guaranteed new money, guaranteed by the feds, the banks bent over backwards because how profitable this was. They couldn't lose money. It's guaranteed. So all this new money chasing the same level of college spots, what happened? Colleges started raising their prices. And boy, did they start raising their prices. And once they had all this new money coming in, what'd they do? They went out and hired staff. And so all of a sudden now, more money started flowing in. They hired more staff. I'm not talking about professors. I'm talking about middle layers bureaucracy staff. Somebody did a study, and they said 90 to 95% of all the new college expenses are middle staff that aren't in direct line teachers or professors. Then they raised prices even more and then added more staff until the debt loads started affecting every industry, including home building. Kid's loaded with debt. He's not moving out of the couch or out of the basement apartment. So how do you turn this around? They've created a huge bubble. College is not worth $60,000 a year. It isn't. Quinnipiac is asking for $60,000 a year. Quinnipiac's a fine school. I have nothing wrong with Quinnipiac. At $20,000 a year, $15,000 a year. At $60,000 a year? No. Turned into this giant scam. So what's my solution to this? Very simple. And very effective. Number one, abolish the loan guarantees and the bankruptcy exemption. All of a sudden, the loan guarantee, what goes away? all that free loan money that the banksters are giving these kids. They don't even know what they're going to major in, like 60 grand a year. Beef up scholarship programs so qualified, economically disadvantaged kids can get an education. Create online courses that are much cheaper than attending the bricks and mortar schools. Set up a board to accredit the online courses to ensure they are just as good or better than the standard university courses. You do all the above, and the cost of college education will drop like a brick, and the quality will likely improve because of the added competition. If John or Jane still want to pursue a worthless non-marketing degree, it's their choice, but let them suffer the consequences of their choices. Don't guarantee and don't backstop the bankers. Believe me, you will not see the solution anytime, anywhere soon, because it would mean the colleges would have to go on a severe diet. And this college loan scam, which people are making millions and billions of dollars on, would come to an end. So that's why I call it federal government corruption. So those are some of the things that I want to talk. We have a caller, Catherine. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, good, good. You're with the D Strong Foundation, right?
Yes. I'm the vice president of the Dorian J. Murray Foundation.
What do you guys do?
Oh, so we raise funds for families who have been affected by pediatric cancer.
Okay.
We use those funds to turn around and help those families in need. Simple things that, you know, we don't always think of.
Right.
When their kids are sick, like their lawn, their groceries, their mortgage, a lot of these parents can't work. So things like that.
And you help them out. Do you have an event coming up?
We do. We have the second annual D-Strong 5K and Obstacle Run. It's going to be at the Boneyard Barbecue in Ashaway, Rhode Island on Saturday, June 8th at 11 a.m.
Okay. Is there an entry fee?
There is. So the tickets range in price from $10 to $50, depending on age.
Okay.
But right now, until race day, all dads and veterans get 40% off their ticket prices with the promo code DAD2019 and VETERAN2019.
Okay.
So which is really awesome. Tickets can be purchased either on the DStrongFoundation.org under the events tab, or they can even go to www.gritandwit.
Okay.
They're the ones who partnered with us for the obstacle portion of the race.
Oh, good, good, good. So just repeat that contact information again.
Sure. So it's www.gritandwit, so it's GRITNWIT.com.
Yep.
Or they can go to the DStrongFoundation.org under the events tab. They can also follow us on Facebook.
So, Catherine, if you want to see bravery, see a child with cancer.
That's right. Absolutely. 100%.
The most brave little people you'll ever want to see.
So I absolutely agree.
And so it's important to support their parents as they struggle with the day-to-day, taking them to the hospital and everything else. Thank you so much, Catherine, for calling and telling us.
Thanks for having me on.
You're welcome. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
So anyway, if you want to support that, please reach out to the D Strong Foundation, Dorian Strong. It was a worldwide phenomenon a couple of years ago. Dorian eventually passed. His mother, Melissa, and I became good friends. Catherine obviously is involved here, too. And wonderful, wonderful people. And they do everything from the ground up locally, trying to help raise money for helping the families with kids with cancer. So please feel free to reach out to them, the D Strong Foundation. And thank you again, Catherine. I really appreciate it. So anyway, we were talking about college and what's going on there. The prices have gone through the roof. Government financed it all. Just be aware, aware. What can you do? Don't get caught up in it. It's just it's out of control. I want to protect you guys. A lot of parents have listened to me, gone an alternative route, either through the local schools, Avery Point, have the kids working. These are parents that didn't have money to pay for college and didn't want the kids to sacrifice them with a huge amount of debt. And they've done it. And some of these kids have graduated with four-year degrees, some of them tech degrees, and they have no debt. They have no debt. So it just make you aware ahead of time, this is a business decision, okay? So don't leave an important business decision to a 17, 18-year-old. Think about that, okay? a business decision left to a 17, 18-year-old. Please take charge of this whole process, because I think it's very, very important. Another thing I want to talk about, this is the Retirement Life Investing Show, and a lot of times I'll see ads in the paper, and I want to make you aware of the pros and cons with these ads and see, make sure you know why I would avoid something. In this particular case, I would avoid this seminar that's going out there. It's put out in bright yellow paper. It's in all the newspapers in the state. Make sure your estate goes to the ones you love and not to taxes and unnecessary probate costs. Attend a free public seminar on how to a living trust can benefit your family. Yes, living trusts have their purposes, but these guys are very, very expensive. I think a lot of the things they quote in terms of the cost of probate come out of California, not Connecticut. And I think you can get a living trust document for half the costs from an excellent local provider. So believe me, you're paying for these seminars that are run in very expensive hotels. A lot of advertising. They got to get their money back. The documents are very, very expensive. And I don't think you get that one-on-one, non-cookie-cutter approach to docs like you would get from your local estate attorney. And if you need a referral to one or two of them, I have them. They're excellent. They know what they're doing. Rhode Island, Connecticut, believe me, these guys are good and they know what they're doing. And I'll guarantee you they're cheaper than these guys that are advertising heavily in the paper. So anyway, if you'd like to come into the office and have a free review done, free retirement review, free financial review, just email me at dobryan@ifgrr.com. Go to my website, obryanretired.com, or give us a call at the office at 860-415-9614. All my calls, especially on the weekends and nights, go to my cell phone. Sometimes I pick up, sometimes I don't, because we all get those recordings from these masking phone calls. How is your health insurance? And I hang up. I go, darn it, they got me again, because I picked up because it was a local number. I hate that. I hate when they fool me. And I block it, but it doesn't seem to work too well. Because the machines just keep working, don't they? No matter what. So anyway, on the next segment, we're going to talk about the confusing 401k IRA withdrawal rules. Oh my God. Don't fall asleep. I'll make it fun. We'll be back in a few. Thanks for listening. America, the Retirement Life and Investing Show here on 94.9 News Now. I hope everybody's doing well. Beautiful day out there, driving around, spending money, I'm sure, in any case. Yeah, I was just telling Chris, I said, the other day I went to a place, reopened, got some pizza, and I literally wanted to take the pizza and throw it across the room. It was so bad. You know, I'm not going to say the name of the place. I'm not into that, okay? But they won't be around long if they don't pick it up, okay? I'm just letting you know. You know, you work hard, I work hard. When I walk into a place, give them a chance, and it's bad, I get mad. I take it personally, you know, because I work hard, you know? So I didn't say a word. We ate it and walked out and everything else. And then the other day, I was, I did a television show on Atlantic Broadband on the other side of the river from us in New London. Murray Renshaw has a TV show. He called me, says, I want you to come on. I said, Murray, okay. And I came on the show. And then afterwards, I didn't know where to go. So I just drove around Waterford, went past the police station down, I don't know if it's Route 1. I think it's Route 1. And there was a Dunkin' Donuts with a little strip mall. And there's a little place called Nana's Byrick. All right. I walked in, a salad, a little pizza. Let me tell you, it's the best pizza I ever had. Absolutely fantastic. Wound up talking to Val, the owner. She's from Albania. Has her kids working there. Just fantastic little place. Best pizza made from scratch, hidden away. And she makes salsa that's something called a byrek or byreki or whatever it's called. And that's this Albanian thing to it. Food's fantastic. She says, I make everything from scratch. That's why. takes a little bit longer, and I have to work twice as hard, but it comes. You can taste it. So anyway, if you're in Waterford, go past the police station on the left. You see the Dunkin' Donuts, little strip mall, Nana Spirit. Go check it out. Tell me if you agree with me or not, because it was fantastic. So literally within 2 days, I had the worst pizza I ever had and some of the best. And I just went, well, there you go. So I was like, to the other place, they ought to call her and have her making their pizza too. But who knows? In any case, that's my pizza story for the day. Anyway, 401k rollers, I get a lot of question about withdrawals on 401ks. They're going to change the law, everything else. Americans generally must begin to deplete their tax-sheltered, qualified IRAs, 401ks, by 70 and a half, okay? So if you became 70 and a half, say, this year, in 2019, by April 1st of 2020, the following year, April 1st, not 15th, April 1st, you have to start taking your RMD. Now, the reason why they do that is the calculation for the RMD happens at the end of 19, and it's usually a letter form, or they put it on your first January statement. You need to take this off in a little caption on your statement. So just be aware of that. The year you turn 70 and a half, the following year, by 4-1, April 1st of the following year, you need to take it. Why do I make a big deal about this? Because I get the question almost every week. So I just want to let you guys know this is what now they're talking about, not just to screw you up, but the House passed a bill last Thursday, will delay the deadline for the RMDs until 72. The Senate, whose version would let people wait till 75. They're expected to vote on this bill by the end of May. What does that tell you? That tells you that the 70 and a half is going away. It's going to be extended somewhere, probably because they'll go to conference. That's what they do when the bills are different. And so it'll be somewhere between 72 and 75. I'll guess 73 is going to be the new age when you have to start taking money out. Okay. And so whatever the deadline is, if you don't meet it, you'll be hit by a whopping 50% penalty of the amount you're supposed to withdraw. So that's not something you want to screw up. Okay. 50% penalty is about as severe as it can be. And RMDs also apply to regular 401k accounts, not just IRAs. So anybody who owns an IRA, IRA-based account like a SEP or simple IRA, 401ks, these are all qualified money subject to. There's an exception if you're still working and do not own more than 5% of the company. You do not have to take your RMD from any of your accounts from that workplace. But other accounts that you have from old workplaces, yes, you do. Okay. And RMDs do not apply to Roth IRAs because the original owner is still alive. But the exemption does not cover Roth 401k accounts. Just to confuse you, Roth IRAs, you're still alive, there's no RMD. Roth 401ks, you better roll it over or you're going to have to start taking an RMD. Are you confused yet? I am. But in any case, I just wanted to give you an update on that. It gets very confusing. Beneficiary IRAs, you know that once you get a beneficiary, if your spouse dies, you can roll it into your IRA. You don't have to open a beneficiary IRA. If the money came from your parents or grandparents or a non-spouse, you got to open a beneficiary IRA. The 70 and a half rule goes out the window, okay? You have to start taking required minimum distributions a year after you get the money, because that's based on the old life and the government wants their money and you don't get that 70 and a half. So if you're 33, you're going to have to start taking a check starting at 34 every year. So, and that used to be forever and ever, and you could keep doing it through your lifetime. The rumor is they're going to limit that second generation RMD to 10 years. So we'll see what happens with that. There's a lot of changes going on. Just be aware of it. It's a confusing area. I have to go and research some situations myself. But usually, after doing some research, we get it right. Because there's a lot of weirdness going on in that area. Very complex. And even I have CPAs calling me, asking me to double check what they want to talk to clients about it, because it can get a little bit tricky. So I just want to be aware of it. And, you know, once again, I see a lot of couples in my office. Some of them have been married for 50 years, some for 5 weeks. I've talked about this in the past. I usually know within 30 seconds whether or not they have a good vibe. In almost every case, the couples have raised kids, saved money, shared together, come to see me. They usually have a pretty good vibe. It's a wonderful friendship, grounded in mutual respect, friendship, and even love. But I think the key to happiness, above all others, I believe, is good health. I've talked about my older friend Ray. He's traveled the world. Ray has gone to places out in the former Soviet Union republics. He's gone down lonely roads. This guy's, and his photographs, he comes back, absolutely amazing what he's done. He's seen things all over the world, and I've always asked Ray, what's the common thing you see in other cultures? And he says the most important thing is good health, is the one common denominator to happiness and a long life. So whatever you're doing, I always tell people, you know, go to someone who can help you with good nutrition. Stay off the booze, drugs, even marijuana, even though it's becoming, you know, the new popular thing. If you're getting older, please learn to stretch every day. Take a yoga class. Learn to stretch. I go to a chiropractor once a month just to keep everything cracking and loose, and it really has helped. And the most important thing, and I have people in their 90s, is walk. Walking, especially with your spouse, no phone, no TV, you're just walking, and all of a sudden you start talking and communicating. I think it's the most amazing thing for a marriage is walk together. And if you're alone, walk with some friends, but walk. I think it's just an absolute fantastic way to get going. The other thing, lots I want to leave you with, and I said this in the last show, I absolutely hate annuities. More and more I hear the stories, I just want to scream. They're sold. They are not bought. They are sold, and they're sold hard. You go into your bank or credit union, they're sold. Retiring, they're sold, even though the account's already tax-deferred. They're sold to little old ladies to lock in their emergency money, lock it up. They can't get at it. They're sold to long-time workers to work into the local credit union. They're sold to doctors, accountants, widows. Please be aware of them. Not all annuities are bad, and some situations warrant them, especially the guaranteed income part. But I just think they're so expensive, and they're an estate planning nightmare, too, because once you pass away, big bill comes. So just be aware of what you're getting yourself into and try to avoid the product pushing out there. We don't do any product pushing in O'Brien Retirement. We don't believe in it. So we kind of work where there are no proprietary products with what we do. So in any case, if you want to make an appointment, three ways to contact me. It's 860-415-9614. You can email me at dobryan@ifgrr.com. Or you can go to my website, obryanretire.com, and just, you know, hit the magic button and put in your information. You can walk into the office. Sometimes I'm there, sometimes I'm not. I'm always running around and whatnot. So call ahead, so make sure I'm there for you, and we can sit down and chat. Everybody have a wonderful week. Give the ones you love a hug. Say a prayer to the God above, and just have a wonderful, wonderful week. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye now.